And we have Bobby returning from LA. We have Bryce Miles returning for the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV. And boy, what a show Bobby put on, I'm telling you. How did you get prepared for this show, Bobby?
Well, this show just took mostly the energy of everybody that contributed to the show to actually make it move, even down to the last hour. So I would say it was just a collective energy. Everybody came together, and, you know, it's much like a corporation. We moved, we made moves, and it was a good move.
Exactly. It was a great move. And tell me about what have you been doing in L.A. to prepare for you for this show?
Living. One day at a time, man. That's everything that you hear on the records or everything that you hear on stage and see on stage. That's your everyday experience, like combined in one 45-minute set. And I'm thankful that the musicians that I was graced to work with and the people behind the scenes, as well as Smithville Bar staff, was gracious enough to share that experience with me now.
Wow, and of course you had a lot of help from Bryce, of course.
I did.
And Bryce, tell me about how you got prepared for this show tonight.
Oh, interesting. Got a phone call from Bari in L.A. before he returned to the ATL, and said we wanted to get together and do a show. And it had been a long time, and since Bari had, we had to actually play live together, and so just kind of pulled it all together at the last minute, but as usual, it came out great.
And tell me, how long has it been that you two have played together?
I mean, how long have you been working together?
Well, no, since you played together.
Well, you know what? I have to say this. Let me do this one. The thing about me and Bryce is our connection just does not cease. Like, we're bonded, so even when I moved to L.A., we still talk all the time. Like, I'll call him and he calls me, and nothing's changed. And I would say that it's actually grown a tremendous amount just because he's living his life and I'm living mine. And now that we've come back together over a 9-month period, you bring that growth together, and we haven't had any arguments because we're tight like that. We argue like cats and dogs.
We do.
We're really tight, but we have the best experiences. We cry together. We laugh together. Everything, we make music together. And it's for a common cause, and nothing has changed except it's been amplified.
And it shows that on stage, too, because when you two performed, the energy was high. Tell me about the energy, and tell me why. And tell me about that chemistry that was on stage tonight, bottom line.
That's again, that goes back to the phone conversations and laughing together and everything else that we do together that you see on stage. Like, every one of those people that are on stage between me, Bryce, Vanessa, Josh, Freddie, Paris, that's real. Like, we have some real moments together. So we're not just some fly-by-night band or backup band or whatever you want to call them. We actually work together on an individual basis, one-on-one, and we genuinely care about each other, and that's what makes the difference. We want to give that same energy to whoever's listening or whoever's watching. We want people to care about each other. That's it.
And in addition to that, you're working with Truth Hurts. Tell me about your connection with Truth Hurts, because she is so nice. When I interviewed her tonight, she was so nice. And tell me about your connection with her.
Oh, that's something that really is between me and her. It's like a marriage. Because, again, like me and Bryce's relationship or all the people that I mentioned before, it's a deep bond. And we've not just had a bond where it's been in studio, but we've traveled overseas together and worked together. And so that makes a huge difference. When there's nobody else you can turn to, we turn to each other.
I like that. You need people to turn to, especially, you know, when I moved down here to Atlanta, I turned to you many times, you know?
You know what? And I have, and we've come through for each other, too.
Yes, we have. You know, and I respect you. And, you know, I never saw you perform live, and I have a much more deeper respect for what you do. And tell me about that. A lot of people saw you for the first time. A lot of friends saw you for the first time. How does that make you feel when they're coming out and respecting your music?
My shoes are in the same place they were before it happened. Heels. Still on the ground. He says heels. They better be Louis Vuittons. I wear expensive shit, bitches.
Yes, heels.
And I'm glad you gave a reference to Amy Winehouse and Michael Jackson. I was there the day that, you know, Michael Jackson died with you.
Oh, you know what? We were both there together. I'll never forget. Let me tell you guys a story of how that happened. June 25th. I won't forget, and I know Derek won't forget. My car got repossessed that day. I came into the office. They took my room back. Had to get out of there, and he got evicted from my room. And then Derek, we both had a smile on our face. He was there to uphold me. We walked across the street, tried to get some beers, and we got tickets for fucking jaywalking in fucking Cobb County. I didn't pay my goddamn ticket. I don't know about you, but I didn't pay my damn ticket. But anyway, so all that shit happened, plus I lost one of my dearest influences. So I won't forget June 25th. And it made me, I think tonight, that energy, a lot of people I heard, you know, a couple of people. I don't know what to say, but like, there was a few people that said that Michael was there, or, you know, a lot of Prince rolled up into one, and that's what I wanted to happen. It had to be the influences that I grew up with in the 80s, because there's no reason for me to keep doing this if the people that I grew up listening to, who are now no longer on the charts, are no longer prevalent, because I feel like I'm just a filtration of what we did, and so is Bryce Meister.
And who are some of your influences that you look up to today?
Today, they're... Are you serious?
In L.A.
L.A. is worse. Let me tell you something about fucking L.A.
Okay.
Everybody thinks they're good, right? But not everybody gets the job done. It's probably more about who you know and who you fuck. I'm just being honest with you. You want me to lie? It's like, what, the casting couch shit is real. I swear, I'm going to just be even more real with you. Probably half the people I fucked with, or maybe more than half, are probably one person, if not the person I'm trying to get to or want to be in their shoes. So I'm like, you know what? There is no high or low, because everybody's on the same plane and everybody's fucking lonely.
And you?
Same question? Or what was the question?
What was the question?
Who do you look up to now?
I just took that somewhere else.
Well, he basically answered the question for me, because there's not a lot of artists that are out here in the market right now, to me, that are just, they're not, I think more people are more afraid of being individuals, and that's one thing I've always respected about Bari's talent, is that he's an individual, he's his own person.
Yes, he is.
And I think most artists now today, it's like going through a drive-through window at McDonald's. Everybody has a value menu. I have a number 5 combo, so it's the same kind of shit. But with artists like Bari, Prince, Michael Jackson, I think most people forget that the thing that made those people like people icons are the fact that they did them, you know, and they found their own niche and they capitalized off of that. Where it's the absence of creativity, and most of the artists today have a shelf life of 2 to 3 months, and the artist has a shelf life of 3 to 5 years. So fortunately, you know, the people that have influenced us along over the years have been people that have had longevity. That's why, like, quiet as it's kept, Larry Blackman from Cameo, who I used to work for, was in the show tonight, was actually in the audience watching the show. And so, you know, it just shows when you have iconic people like that seem like they're forgot about, you know, it just shows that, you know, we're trying to bring that element, you know, build a bridge between yesterday and today with the 80s, and also, you know, making it current so the younger people can attach themselves to it as well, and see that there's still some creativity and some musicianship there as well, in a live setting as well as on the record.
And also, too, where can people find your information, Bryce?
Oh, you can log on to my, I have a Facebook fan page, Bryce Miles, B-R-I-C-E-M-Y-L-E-S, on Facebook, or my personal page, Bryce William Miles, or MySpace, or www.brycemiles.com.
Awesome. Bryce Miles here on the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station.
The guitar player. This is Wenda Lisa.
Wenda Lisa, also known as Vanessa.
She did wonderful guitar.
She's got her own. She makes those because you can't see the arms.
Now I have the double.
She's got those also. Okay, Gretchen?
So tell me about your playing. I mean, you are phenomenal.
Thank
playing
you,
the guitar, okay? Tell me about, you know, how you got started and where you are now today in your career.
Well, I grew up in Miami, and I guess to keep me out of trouble, my mom signed me up for guitar lessons.
Really?
And I was grounded a lot as a kid, and people asked me, how did you learn to play? It's because I couldn't do anything else but play guitar. I couldn't, you know, talk on the phone, go out, watch TV. So I just practiced guitar, and I'm so glad I did. I was mad at the time, to be honest, but now I'm like, hell yeah.
So who are you working with right now, other than over here?
Well, I play with Bari when he's in town. I play with Chaz when he's in town, a great singer as well. And, you know, I play around town with a bunch of different people and do some studio work. And, you know, I've been trying to get my own thing going soon, so.
Can I just say this one thing on Vanessa's behalf, because she downplays herself so much? She turned down Beyonce for one, and she studied under Pat Metheny. You guys know who that is.
And she went to Berkeley.
I'm in Boston. I'm a Red Sox fan.
Right up by, you know, your part is Connecticut, right?
I spent 10 years in Boston, and I live right by Fenway Park, so
really?
I went to a bunch of games. Yeah.
Awesome. So you visit Rhode Island, my home state?
Yes.
Awesome.
I'm actually going to be in Boston next weekend.
You're going to be in Boston next weekend? Where are you going to be in Boston?
I'm going to be in Boston down at Copley Square.
You performing there?
No, not this time. But last time I was in Boston, I played the House of Blues there.
Oh, okay. House of Blues.
Yeah,
So what are you doing in Boston next
Just
week?
Vacationing. Just hanging out with my sister.
Lansdowne.
Really?
Hell yeah, Lansdowne. Yes.
I do those.
Yes.
And where can people find your information?
www.faneza.com. FANEZA.com.
Awesome. awesome. And where can people find Bari's information?
www.slut.com /whore.
No, it's under Bari, B-A-R-I, music. .com.
Thank you very much for joining me on the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station with Bari Vanessa.
Thank you again to Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you, Derek Shapiro. Thank you, Derek Shapiro, my man.
And DSS TV station. I'm going to put this on both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Hey, we're back live. Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 65, of course. We have, I have Heidi's niece and nephew on there, and they're both fighting back and forth. I'm telling you, they're fighting over me, okay, because I'm that. Okay, and of course, we got some announcements. Oh, Ashley, how come your brothers cannot get logged onto my show live?
I don't know, man.
Slow-ass internet.
I mean, this is internet. This is the internet age, okay? I mean, that's not the ice age.
It's dial-up.
Okay, now also too. Yeah, get it together. Come on now. Now, also too, why is your puppet? Can we show the puppet for a second? Why is your puppet gay?
Because he got a hair in his ass. That's why, okay?
I mean, gay pride.
I am not gay.
Okay. Are you two lovers?
Pretty much.
Okay. Now, the puppet's going to read something, okay? The puppet's going to read, who is Jack Shit? Okay, who is Jack Shit?
Well, first, can we have the mic?
The microphone, yes. Oh, gee. Okay. Who
my
is Jack
gosh.
Shit?
Yeah, who is Jack Shit? Well, shit. That's what Jack Shit know. Who is Jack Shit? Well, the lineage is finally revealed. Many people are at a loss for a response when someone says, you don't know Jack Shit. Now you can intellectually handle the situation. Jack is the son of Ah Shit. Ah Shit, the fertilizer magnate, married Oh Shit, the owner of Knee Deep in Shit, Incorporated. They had one son, Jack. In turn, Jack Shit married No Shit. The deeply religious couple produced 6 children. Holy Shit, Full of Shit, Give a Shit, Bullshit, and the twins, Deep Shit and Dip Shit. Against parents' objections, Deep Shit married Dumb Shit, a high school dropout. However, after being married for 15 years, Jack and No Shit divorced. No Shit later remarried to Ted Sherlock, and then, because her kids were living with them, she wanted to keep her previous name. She was then known as No Shit Sherlock. Meanwhile, Deep Shit married Load of Shit. They produced the son of nervous disposition, Chicken Shit. Two other of the 6 children, Full of Shit and Give a Shit, were inseparable throughout childhood and subsequently married Happens brothers in a dual ceremony. Shit happens, you know, haha. The wedding announcement in the newspaper announced Shit Happens Wedding. Shit Happens children are dog, bird, and horse. Bullshit, their prodigal son, left home to tour the world. He recently returned from Italy with his new Italian bride, Pizza Shit. So, when someone says, you don't know Jack Shit, you can correct them.
I got that from an email from one of my business partners. And now, Heidi, I got this email, too, from the same person who got me that one. And Heidi, the Ms. Heidi, of course, the beautiful Ms. Heidi, of course, is going to read the scientific psychology.
Okay. Scientific psychology. Your state psychiatric hotline. Please listen carefully, for the selections have changed. If you are obsessive compulsive, press 1 repeatedly. If you are codependent, please ask someone else to press 2. If you have multiple personalities, please press 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you are a paranoid delusional, we know you are and what you want. No, we know who you are and what you want. Just stay on the line so we can trace your call, okay? If you are schizophrenic, you will either hear a voice tell you which number to press. Oh my gooch. If you are manic depressive and in the down phase, it doesn't matter which number you press. You will not answer, and if we do, We would not be able to help you. And we change an arm and a leg? No, we charge an arm and a leg. Oh, my Gucci, oh, wow. I can't read today.
That's all right.
Okay. If you are in the upper phase, then everything is fine and you don't need help. Nor do we need our counselor listening to your endless chatter. If you are paranoid schizophrenic, watch out. The thing you are holding on the side of your head has just woke up and it is about to bite your head off. If you are merely a neurotic mess or borderline, you have already pushed everybody's buttons. If you are a physically attractive nymphomaniac, please call my cell phone at 696-969-6969. Okay. If you are physically attractive and have priapism.
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 Then call Lucy.
Fuck all the sky.
696-969-6969. Other than that, here is Bari with Robot. iRobot. Here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 65.
Houston, we have a problem. The ravers are getting psycho here.
Get what you want, take what you need, praying to God, don't have to bleed, to prove my love to you before the morning, and doing things to you because you want me. I've been searching for so long. Searching for so long, can't find it. I'm still numb, desensitized. My lonely cries, you'll never hear when you're never near. Mechanical, find another way into your heart. Kinda crazy like a highway animal. Stop. Yeah.
Chicago West Side. Jay Rigger, Jay Rigger. Mrs. Call this music from the soul. Let's go. Walk it out like Unk, something you never had. Speaking of the sky, something you want so bad. So every day you hustle, relapse and go through struggle. Do they really love you? Effort, just show your muscle. Too afraid to cry, seems like living a lie. Mama said be strong, the Lord is by your side. So even if you reside behind the paint of a clown, call him Joker, yeah, who runs the city now. So welcome to my vision, jewel, intuition. Cool like definition, definitely step to this one. I want the sky, I am all around. We are the sky, we the made it now, somehow. Defeat, shuffle and move my feet. Be like the wind, smooth like Muhammad Ali. The prize I see, excuse my future, I mean. Compose a moment in time, frozen like ice. Let them shoot you, so I pose to YouTube. Captured like video, upload me on YouTube. So live like Bluetooth, TMZ, I'm new news. Like Cuddy on that new. It's good music I'm giving you. They say make it rain, so I proceed to dance. No dollars in the air, look in his eyes and stare. Into his soul, into his heart, classified as art. This is who we are, we are, we are.
Hey, children,
live, DerekShapiroShow.com, episode 65. Of course, this is going to be re-aired again this Thursday, 8 p.m., and it's going to be on there forever on the DerekShapiroShow.com. The video might not be there forever, actually, but I just learned that some of my old episodes I had live on the camera, on live stream, deletes. So I'm going to go to Ustream eventually. But anyway, what's going on with you have a Halloween show, and David should perform on that show too, David. You should perform on the Halloween show. Her Halloween show. It's a CD release party.
Absolutely, the mixtape release party.
Really?
And we're gonna be doing the video, the viewing of the video lotion.
Lotion.
Mm-hmm.
This is cool.
That's cool.
Can I put some lotion on you? In the video? That's gonna be cool, huh?
We finished the video. We're editing it right now.
Can I put lotion on you too, Kimber? Then she's gonna say timber, and then the tree's gonna fall on my head. And then actually hit the puppet instead, and the puppet's gonna be dead.
And we have my reality show. It's called Freestyling My Life. We were thinking about airing a little bit of it. Remember, about airing some of the old episodes
on the DSS TV station, my other network. Huh?
We thought about it, but I'm not sure. We haven't really. Because we have the new one, and we're getting it really nice and packed. It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be good.
But it could be fun to give them a little taste.
Yes, it will. A little taste. You know what I'm saying?
A little snippet.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I want to ask you guys a question. Okay. Now, Diana Shasta. Okay. I don't know if I should say a name, but okay. Someone.
Too late.
Okay. She told me some woman. Okay. Wear no underwear with skirts. Okay. Went silent.
I don't wear no underwear with nothing.
Really. So that's how I know.
Unless it's my girl thing.
So are you wearing underwear now?
My girl time of the month. I can't say.
Okay, what about Kimber?
No, I do not wear any underwear.
Never?
No.
Can I fill your asses with no underwear? Can I?
Okay. Let
him
fill your ass.
Cafe ass?
No, today of all days, I got holes in my pants.
Okay, that's fine. Oh, that's
fine.
Cafe ass?
No, I'm...
Live on the camera?
What is it's this? Not very big.
Can I feel it in the underwear?
No, Derek.
Okay. And what about you, Shanice?
Hell no, you know the answer to that.
Oh, you're in the underwear?
I wear panties.
Okay. Actually, I'll admit, I don't like to wear underwear with sweats or swishies or...
I don't want to hear anything about you.
Okay. Anyway.
Got
come on, I be hearing you fighting a lot during off time. You know, it'd be sticking. I need some Lysol from you. I mean, oh man, Peter. I mean, repeat. I say, don't repeat that action. Okay. Okay. Let's go into the truth hurts. Because truth definitely hurts with you fighting, Pete. I'm telling you. Oh man. Okay. Here's truth hurts. The interview.
But we still love you, Derek.
Well, at least someone does.
Yeah.
Does your papa wear underwear, Dave? No.
No, because his hand is always up his ass.
Okay, here is a...
Do you really want to know?
Okay.
That was fun.
Okay, this is my interview with Truth Hurts.
Hello, Derek Shapiro here for the Derek Shapiro Show at www.derekshapiroshow.com and dssTVstation.com out of Smith's Old Bar here after the Barry concert and joined by Truth Hurts. Welcome, Truth.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. I always kiss my guest's hand, the lady's hand.
Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you.
Thank you. Out here from LA, of course.
Yes.
And you just did the Barry concert because of him.
Yes.
And how did you two and Barry hook up?
We originally hooked up through a mutual friend of ours named Chaz. I don't know if you know Chaz.
Chaz, yes, I know Chaz. Very good.
Yes, I hooked up with Chaz. We used to work at the same studio.
Rich Productions?
Not Rich Productions, MMG.
Oh, okay.
Prior to Rich Productions.
Really?
Yes, and he and I did some work together there at MMG, and basically from there I met Barry through Chaz.
Really?
Yeah.
So, of course, you got a lot of help from Dr. Dre, of course, in the past?
Originally, yes.
Originally. Mm-hmm. Tell me, are you still friends with him?
Yeah, I'm still friends with
him. Really? So what are you doing now for your work now?
For my work now, I am working on a third project, which is where Barry comes in. Barry's done quite a bit. I would say 75% of the new album with me.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so it's going to be a new album.
Yes, absolutely. It's a whole new metamorphosis and a brand new me and a true me, I say. And because of me and Barry working together, bringing out that.
Really? And when does this album come out?
This album will come out in 2012.
Really?
But singles, a series of singles will come out still this year.
Okay. On the radio too? Or
on the radio
on the
too.
Really?
Absolutely.
And videos too, huh?
And videos too.
So we can expect you and Barry in a video on MTV pretty soon?
Of course.
Awesome. So tell me about, what is this new album going to be about?
This new album is going to be, like I said, more of a metamorphosis of me and who I've become since my first album. I don't know if you know that I had a second album. My second album was with Rafael Sadiq. Mm-hmm. And it was more of a live and R&B album. This album will be a collection of both albums and just more raw me. And the international me, because I've been doing a lot of traveling overseas lately.
Really?
Yeah.
So have you been doing a lot of traveling with Barry? Because Barry said he went overseas too.
He went with me.
You really?
I take him everywhere I go. I can.
Really? That is awesome. So you keep Barry grounded, or maybe not so grounded, traveling a lot. That's good though.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We do it together.
Yes. Who are some of your musical influences in that you look up to and that influence your music?
Definitely Prince.
Prince?
Definitely people like Diana Ross, Stevie Wonder, Tina Turner. You know, just very, very, very real and upfront and direct artists.
Really?
Yes, very artistic people.
And where can people find your information?
People can find my information on Facebook. I am Cher Anita, Share, Anita. And I'm also Truth Hurts, Inc. on Twitter.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Truth Hurts. Do you want to mention anything else? Or do you want to add anything else?
Absolutely. Well, we've put out a project soon, a series of singles. Please continue to support Truth Hurts, now Truth, and also Cher as an actress, as a singer, as a songwriter, and definitely stay tuned for that Barry album. We're doing it, Think Music, and very big, very soon.
And you said you're an actress, too. You going to be in any movies, or have you been in any movies?
I have been in movies. I've been in Ali. I've been in The Wash. People will know when they see my face, absolutely.
What'd you play in Ali?
I played actually a lounge singer in Ali.
Really?
Yes.
I never noticed that.
You've got to go back and watch.
I have to go back and watch.
You definitely do.
So how was that experience with Will Smith, by the way?
It was great. Actually, it was more of an experience with the director, who was Michael Mann, and I was just so intrigued by the whole experience. It was great.
Well, thank you very much, Truth Hurts. Thank you very much for joining me on the Derek Shapiro Show and the DSS TV station.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we're back. That was Truth Hurts featuring Rakim. I just found some news walking down Heidi, of course. And guess what Heidi just told me, Repeat, and Shanice and David?
What?
Shanice told me that she wants to be a regular feature here on the once a month called Eye Candy. And she told me this. I was hugging her downstairs as she left the building. And I kind of like...
kind of
no, 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 no! I come to my underwear.
Oh, my God! Are you serious?
TMI.
I was turned on. Okay, I was fucking turned on. Okay.
You must be a Minuteman.
Oh man, I'm telling you.
No, he's
Shanice,
no
I can be back second. For next for more shows no too, second. Shanice.
Say what?
I can be back for more shows.
Oh man, I don't know.
Not after that.
Okay, David, are you back for more shows?
I don't know.
Pete, are you back for more shows? Okay. Here's.
So let me.
Oh yeah. Oh yes, Shanice. Yes.
I can't remember her name. I'm gonna keep her name anonymous.
No, no. I won't tell the name.
No, we
spit
not
it out.
The name, cause you might try to come in, give
really?
Me something.
Okay.
But so a chick, she's like a big time rapper, one hit a quitter, of course, and she came to Sports Line.
Up the street over here.
Yes, and got pissed off because the waitress didn't bring her drink, right?
Really.
So they was in the DJ booth arguing. And
really?
The infamous lady.
Talking about Diamond from Prime Mob?
No. Hit that bitch with a bottle. That's all we gotta say.
It's
Who's singing?
It's Gohan?
No.
Oh.
But anyways, so she got really pissed off and she grabbed the bottle and hit the girl and sliced her face.
Really?
Yes. Was like her pretty? Face is like the girl's face is posted up in the office. Like
really?
She can never come to Sports Live.
Wow.
Yes. This is crazy.
And do they have the number of where to reach this girl? Because I'm going to call and get her on my show. The rapper.
You saw this?
No, one of the bouncers told me they worked there.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Who's bouncer? What does the bouncer look like? Is he heavy? All bouncers are heavy. You know,
well, not all bouncers. Yeah. Yeah. You know, yeah. This is one bouncer at Club Miami. It's this chick. Big chick.
Oh.
And every time I go.
She's a lesbo, huh?
Yeah, but she just, you know, she's just a jerk. But she'll come. Search you down, pat all over you. Want to see what's
she'll pat all over me? This is called Miami?
Oh my God.
Really? Okay. Okay.
Derek.
Here's the TLC interview. I'm sorry, Chili, okay? Here's a Chili interview. Then we're going to the Chili, the TLC song after that, which is Unpretty, because people who's feeling unpretty out there, like me, I can appreciate this song.
And
right, David?
You're on your own.
How you doing, Chili?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What does this night mean to you, both the Control Magazine and giving back to autism?
Well, you know what? It's funny because autism is just, it's becoming, you know, we're seeing it so much more now. And I'm like, why is that? You know, so I think that anything we can do to raise money so that they can, you know, do more research to find out how to prevent something like that with these beautiful children, you know, that would be a great thing.
Too with your own what's your site?
Oh yeah, it's backsbychili.com.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And it's I love it. Like actually I have a photo shoot with my son on Sunday.
Oh, really?
Because I need new pictures of him. He's getting so big.
So where's that gonna be?
Probably at my house.
Oh, this could be in public or something.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna put a direct link from the Derek Shapiro Show.com to your site too, so people can find out because you're being reached in Rhode Island where I'm my home state. I'm going back to my home state next week. Matter of fact, I don't know if you remember this. I saw you in Boston right after T-Buzz died, I guess. I saw your first concert at the Kiss 108 concert in Boston.
Oh, wow.
At the old Great Woods. The old
Z-100?
No, it was Kiss 108 in Boston, actually. And it was with the, what do you call it? I forget what venue that was. But you were awesome. I saw that you were that night before I got into my own radio show. So I just say you're great. Are you doing any more recordings?
Activate.
All right, that was Chile TLC, of course, with On Pretty. And you are very beautiful, Shanice.
Thank you so much.
Yes, you are. You are great. Are you going to come back for my next show?
Yes, I'm thinking about
episode 66. Yeah. Imagine when I come with episode 666. That's going to be bad, isn't it?
666.
But I want 777. Someone probably.
That's a good question,
so I'll probably assassinate it before then. I don't know. She needs to probably assassinate me.
Yeah, you know, if we talk about the.
Oh no! Okay. Okay. Yeah, anyway. So, you know. Okay. Shanice. Okay. So
You're gonna.
Okay. 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 Shanice, who's up next?
My goodness, who's up next?
Who's up next?
Shoot.
Who's up next? We have David.
No, oh, there's
a poem. He's doing a poem.
Okay.
Pam?
Oh.
Pam? A Pam. I'm doing a Pam.
Are we gonna get some music?
No.
I'm gonna see what I can do. Okay. All right, hold on, give me one sec.
And they want to play the number one song for the month of July. No, August. And
sure, I thought I said give me one sec.
Oh, I can't give you one sec. I give you 2 seconds. Maybe 5 seconds. All right. Word to your mother.
Oh God. Oh.
I'm sorry?
He deleted everything.
It wasn't work. It wasn't recorded just now.
Wow. Oh.
What deleted?
And you're going to hate me also.
Why?
We had to shut the computer down earlier. The very beginning intro ended.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, the very
You're
intro.
Kidding.
Nope.
Won't we all just first name
it again? Well, let's not delete it. Okay.
No, but nothing else is deleted.
What's deleted?
Just the very intro.
That's all?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you scammed me. I thought the whole show was deleted.
No. The whole
you
show.
You freaking scammed me, Peter. You can't do that. Okay. David's gonna do some poem. Damn, Peter. You just gave me a heart attack.
Peter Pan.
All right.
That intro's corny anyway. Wait, who did that intro?
Twinkle stars.
Wait, who did that intro, Peter?
You did.
I'm kidding. Peter did that intro. It's not corny. Okay.
I'm ready.
We're ready.
I'll try to play something behind you.
Okay. This poem is called, You People Are Idiots. I'm driving down the road, trying to get to my destination. Getting there, and all of a sudden, stop! The sign says, lane shifts to the left. People are wondering, what should I do? What should I do? Shift to the left. You are the people. You people are the reason why there are traffic jams. You people are the reason why there are so many rubberneckers. You are the reason why that whenever there is something happening that you just don't know what to do, and you're wondering why is there so much traffic? It's you! Stay off the roads! For those of you who know how to drive, this poem is not for you. For those of you who do not know how to drive, this poem is directed solely to you. Thank you.
Wow. All right. Well, David.
Did you enjoy my playing, Shapiro?
I did.
Peter, I did. Peter, awesome. I did. And you said that was freaking awesome, huh?
I didn't even hear what I did.
Now, I want to say thank you to Repeat. I want to say thank you to Shanice.
Hi.
I want to say Shanice. I don't have a niece, but we have a Shanice. I want to say thank you to Heidi. I want to say thank you to Heidi and her niece and nephew. I want to say thank you to the No Underwear, to Kimber
Kimberly,
and Heidi. And Heidi will come back and have the candy. What, eye candy? Oh yeah. I said eye candy. And then of course, I want to say thank you to all my listeners and viewers out there. The September 25th is a porn show for the homeless.
Porn show.
No, the homeless show.
support show.
Yeah. Oh, support show. Yes, support the show. Yes.
Are you going to be in the Shapiro?
Yes, I'm going to be hosting it with Shanice. Okay. also, you know who's going to be performing? JB the Artist from Rich Productions.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
And you know who's going to be performing? Is Gary.
I've never seen him before.
Yep.
Gary off of SpongeBob.
No, Gary here. I'm foolish.
I've never seen JB perform either.
And fact, also,
I'm flipping at JB house watching the fight right now, Spiro.
Yeah, I'll keep you for that. And also,
he's gonna be here with
I want to thank David Deluxe and his gay friend.
He's not gay!
Okay, whatever. Okay.
Okay.
Because that's what his wife dressed him in, okay?
The husband. Okay. And also, I want to thank Truth Hurts, and I want to thank Bryce Miles, and I want to thank Vanessa. I want to thank TLC Chili, and I want to thank and Jason J. Tavoris, and I thanked him in the beginning. I think Repeat.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, David.
Peter in the Bible.
Okay. And David, what's the number one song for the month of August?
Well, let me see. Let me take a look at the list here. And oh, here it is. It is Dante and Rolla, My Rage.
And so I came to defeat this game and get my spine.
I stand tall like skyscrapers over haters. Many men look up to me like elevators. They caught the papers, cause the biz are marquee. A player in the game, and y'all know he's marquee. Knock you out the lane, and no, I'm not sorry. That's the only time these lames overstand me. Understand, he ain't the one to play with. Could go off any time like bombs when they lit. Blow like Boston, George, and I'm 30 minutes away from Boston door. Y'all seconds away from meeting the Lord, and your mom's crying, why they take my boy? Cause your boy was dumb, didn't know about son. What you don't know can kill you. Get familiar when Mike's up present, be very afraid. Don't know my age, but you could know my rage.
In my mind, I'm raging and I'm flaming. Know it shows on my face, I won't hide it. I want to be out of this providence. People be bitching and saying things that you shouldn't be doing. Money that you ain't even making. You look uptight, but don't even sweat it. It's an R&B struggle thing. I'm gonna explode, I need to get away from it. But I know you can't get far from it. Talking at you like a four-year-old little kid. Even my songs will hurt people's feelings. If it does, I wrote it cause I meant it. I'm proud to say, mean it and does it. It's just blunt, but no, I don't smoke it. And in my mind, there's nothing wrong.
I don't care.